November 27, 1927. One who lets herself be dominated by the divine will, by virtue of it, receives the divine fecundity within herself, and can generate in others the good which she contains. That which is necessary in order to obtain the kingdom of the divine will, first, to move God. Second, to possess the divine will's one's life. My abandonment in the divine volition is continuous. And even though many times it hides my beloved Jesus from me, my life, my all, and eclipses him, it never hides, its light is permanent in me, and it seems to me that even if it wanted to hide, it could not, because, its light being everywhere, it does not find the point in which to hide, to restrict itself, because it is immense by its own nature, it invests everything, it has primacy over everything, with such empire, that I feel it in each fiber of my heart. It flows within my breathing, in everything. And I think to myself that the divine volition loves me more than Jesus himself, because very often he leaves me, while his adorable will never leaves me. Even more, by its own nature it finds itself in condition of not being able to leave me, and with its empire of light it dominates me, and, triumphant, expects its primacy in all my acts. Oh, divine will, how admirable you are, your light lets nothing escape it. And caressing and playing with my littleness, you make yourself the conqueror of my little atom, and you delight in dissolving it within the immensity of your endless light. But while I was feeling all immersed in its light, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior, and told me, my daughter, one who lets herself be dominated by my divine will, by virtue of it, receives the divine fecundity, and with this fecundity she can generate in others what she possesses. With this divine fecundity the soul forms the most beautiful and long generation, which will bring her the glory, the cortege, of having many births generated in her very acts. She will see, coming out from within herself, the generation of the children of light, of happiness, of divine sanctity. Oh! How beautiful, holy and pure is the fecundity of the seed of my divine volition. It is light, and generates light. It is holy, and generates holiness. It is strong, and generates strength. It possesses all goods, and generates peace, joy and happiness. If you knew what goodwill the fecund seed of this volition, so holy, bring to you, and then to all, as it knows how to generate, and can generate, in every instant, all the goods it possesses. This is how the heart of the Sovereign Queen was able to generate the Eternal Word with no one's work. In fact, by not giving life to her human will, she only gave life to the Divine Will, and by this she acquired the fullness of the seed of the Divine Fecundity, and was able to generate the one whom heaven and earth could not contain. And not only could she generate him within herself, in her maternal womb, but she could generate him in all creatures. How noble and long is the generation of the children of the Celestial Queen! She generated everyone in that divine fiat which can do anything and encloses everything. So, my divine will raises the creature and renders her sharer in the fecundity of the celestial paternity. What power? How many sublime mysteries does it not possess? Then I continued my acts in the divine fiat, and I offered everything in order to obtain its kingdom upon earth. I wanted to invest the whole creation, animate all created things with my voice, so that all of them might say, together with me, Fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. Hurry, hurry, let your kingdom come. But while doing this, I thought to myself, how can this kingdom so holy come upon earth? In creatures there is no change. No one occupies himself with it. Sin and passions abound. How, then, can this kingdom ever come upon earth? And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, that which is most necessary in order to obtain a good so great, which is the kingdom of my divine fiat, is to move God to decide to give my divine will reigning in the midst of creatures. When God moves and decides, he overcomes and conquers everything, even evils themselves. The other necessary thing is that the creature who seeks it and prays God to give such a great good, must possess within herself the life of the kingdom which she asks for the other creatures. One who possesses it knows the importance of it, and will not spare sacrifices in order to impetrate for others the good which she possesses. She knows the secrets, the ways she must follow. She will make herself importunate in order to conquer God Himself. She will be like sun, which keeps all the fullness of its light restricted within itself, and, unable to contain it within itself, feels the need to spread it outside, to give light to all and do good to all, so as to render them happy of its own happiness. One who possesses a good, possesses the virtue of asking for it and of giving it. The same happened in redemption. Sin was flooding the earth. The very people called the people of God was the smallest people, and if it seemed that it occupied itself with it, it was in a superficial way. In fact, they did not possess within themselves the life of that Redeemer whom they were asking for. It can be said that they occupied themselves just like, today, the church, consecrated people and religious, occupy themselves by reciting the Our Father. But the fullness of the life of my will which they ask for in the Our Father is not in them, therefore their petition ends up in words, but not in facts. But when the Queen of Heaven came, who possessed the fullness of the divine life, everything she asked for the good of the peoples moved God, conquered him, made him decide. And in spite of the evils which were present, the Eternal Word came upon earth by means of she who already possessed him, as he formed the whole of her life. With the fullness of this divine life, she was able to move God, and so came the good of redemption. That which all others together were not able to obtain, she obtained, the Sovereign Queen, who had conquered, first within herself, her Creator and the fullness of all the goods which she was asking for others. And, being the conqueror, she had the virtue of being able to impetrate and give the good which she possessed. There is great difference, my daughter, between one who asks and possesses, and one who asks and does not possess the divine life. The first one asks by right. The second does it as alms, and one who asks as alms is given money, lira, at the most, but not entire kingdoms. On the other hand, one who asks by right, possesses, she is already the owner, the queen, and one who is queen can be given the kingdom. And because she is queen, she has her divine empire before God to be able to impetrate the kingdom for creatures. So it will happen for the kingdom of my will. Therefore, I so much recommend to you, be attentive, let it form the fullness of its life in you. In this way, you will be able to move God, and when God moves, no one can resist him.